Look at Rashi's on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Pnei Mizrach Ma'adimin. This is the second to last line. Adayin lo hichsich afilu tachten. It's all red, meaning none of it's turned dark yet. And then it says, and then Moreh says, Thira, is that, that's it, if that's called Benesh Moshe, then it says, the next period of time, when it starts getting dark, it's Benesh Moshe. So Moreh gives two terutz. One terutz is Krech Vatani, Shnei Adorim B'Krach Echad B'Torah Achaz, both are in the same group. That's Rabbah's terutz, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Mer Shmuel. The Benesh Moshe is when it's all red, and even when, and even when Hichsiv Ha'elyon Hichsiv Atatim and Hichsiv Ha'elyon. What's still not clear then is the Braisa presents it still, the Braisa still presents it in a very confusing way. It, you know, it says what's Benesh Moshe? It says X. Then it says why is Benesh Moshe? So why does it say, you know, say it like that? So at least some are kind of want to learn that one is Vare Benesh Moshes and one is Savak Benesh Moshes. Savak, this is called what Halacha defines as Benesh Moshes. That didn't make you feel confused, okay? And Rav Yosef says no, that Kol Zman Pnei Mizrach is Madimim, that's considered still Yoim, totally, when it's already Hichsif Atatim, Hichsif Elyon, that's Benesh Moshes. Was it Tamal? The Rav is over Shir Benesh Moshes is not fish. Rav Yosef is over Zutra. Rav says Shir Benesh Moshes is longer. Rav Yosef sees it as shorter. Like you find, they say is it three quarters of a mil or 2/3 of a mil? The Nafkinatin the two is Pagan Adanka. Echabin Yud Beis B'mil. Danka is a sixth and a half of a sixth is a twelfth. The Shir the Rav but Tzlosa Rivoy Mila. Three quarters is Hanotisha Palgi Danka. That's 9/12. Shur the Rav Yosef Ishmana Palgi Danka. 2/3 is 8/12. Danka Zishtus. Okay. We're going to go off into a little bit of a different discussion, and then it's going to come back to Benesh Moshes. The Gemara says the second line of the Gemara in Laman Hayman Aleph. V'chilufa b'chalsa. They have this machlokes about sizes. Here, Rabbi has a larger size, and Rabbi Yosef has a smaller size. We have another machlokes in Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef regards to something else, where it's the opposite, that Rabbi has the smaller size, and Rabbi Yosef has the larger size. The issue over here is regards to a large container, a kaveris is a large container. Which, in regards to, does it get so large? Basically, it's only used stationary, and therefore it loses the status of being a kli, and you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. That's the Mora is going to present the concept over here. Tosha says the Ma'aseh we paskin, not like either Tosha brings a right from a different Gemara. We paskin that this is not mevatel; it's from a Taurus kli, and you're allowed to move it, in no matter how large it is. But there is the sheet which the Mora is discussing, which holds a certain size, loses its status of being a kli, and you can't move it on Shabbos. So how large is that? So there we're going to have a machlokes in Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi is going to have the smaller size already is already considered too large to be considered a kli, and it loses, you can't move it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef is going to have only a larger size will become usher. So they're the opposite in shiurim. Chluba b'chalsa, damar rabba, chalsa bas tshrei kuri, if it holds two kur, is shuri l'tutula. Bas tosa kuri, usher l'tutula. If you can hold three kur already, that's how large it is, you can hold three kur, so then it's also to move. Birsav Amr Bas Tosakuri, Nami Shuri, Bas Abokuri is also. If we can hold four kur, already is only when it becomes also. Amr Abaya says, Boymine Demar, I once asked Rabbah this Shaila, Bashas Maisa, as it was actually happening. I had, you know, Halacha Maisa Shaila. He wasn't even master one which held two kur. He all held was not a kli anymore, and you can't move it. So he was even more machmer than when he said in the machlokes. He took it a step further, and he was even more machmer. Come on, where does that size come from? Even two kur is already not considered a kli, and you cannot move it. Haitana, this is like the tana which you have in the Mishnah, the Masechta Kalim, and the Masechta Zayolus. Not kaveris akash or kaveris akonim ubor svina alexandris. You have a kaveris. A kaveris is actually is a it's made to it's a be, large beehive made out of kash, made out of straw, or made out of konim, made out of sticks, or a bor svina alexandris, a ship which would travel out into the Mediterranean, would travel out to Alexandria and onwards, etc. They had a large container in there which would hold the water, which the drinking water for the trip. So this large container, avisha yesh lahem shulayim, even though they have bottoms, they can sit. So it means that they're clean in the sense that they have a bottom. Vehem machzikas mem saw belach, they could hold 40 saw. Of liquid, shehem kurayim biyavesh, which would be two kur of dry materials, because you can heap up dry materials which you can't on liquid. Is taharim, they're not makabel too many more, since they're stationary. You don't move them. That size already, they're so large, you're not going to move them when they're full. And since they're not metalto moli bereken, they don't move. Empty and full. They only move empty. That's mevatel the din of a kli from them, and they're not makabel tuma. And the shear is kurayim, which is two kur. So here you have ready the size of two kur is not considered a kli. It's not makabel tuma. So that's where Rabba halacha lemaisa, even two kur ready, he would not be matur to be metal. Now we get off into a tangent and tangent. So we see that the goydish, the heaping that you can do on a solids, is one third of the total amount, because that a kur is 30 saw, so two kur is 60 saw, and this container holds 40 saw in liquid and holds 60 saw in solids, so that's one third of the total. 20 saw more, you can heap it up. 20 saw more. Now Rashi points out, really the heaping really depends on the shape of your kli. You know, you can have a very thin kli which is very tall, you can get a very big heap. You have to give me a definition of what type of kli you're talking about. Rashi says a kli which its height is half of its width, and it's round. So such a kli, which is that type of height, has a very wide area. You can get quite a nice heap in there, which will stay put. Fill it up with some type of grain or whatever it is, and that amount is going to be one third of the total, or one half of the actual size of the item. Okay, that's the end of the tangent off the tangent on the machlokes. Let's see Rashi, and then we're going to go back to Benish Moshe's with a vengeance. Okay, Zakrashi, Bechilu for the third line. Ifliga Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Bechalsa, they argue by the case of the Chalsa, of the Kaveris, of the beehive, doesn't sure the Rabbi Yosef Nafish made a Rabbi. There, Rabbi Yosef has a larger shear, more than Rabbi, where is it posted over here? Rabbi, the Omer Hacha Tlosa, Rabbi, which says over here, three, Omer Hasam Trey, says over there, two. Rabbi Yosef Amar Halcha Trey Amar Hasam Tlosa. So Rabbi Yosef says two over here, two thirds. Rabbi says three quarters. So Rabbi Yosef says two. There Rabbi Yosef says three, and Rabbi which says over here, three quarters. Three over there says two. Chalsa is kaveris. Beehive. Shorla Tula. The Torah is kli. Allow it has to be a kli. Glass tasa gedolo yosem midai. It's already so large. Rain taras kliyala. It's not considered clear anymore. Not clear to me. What about 2.5? 2 is mutter. 3 is aser. So means if 2 is mutter, 3 means more than 2 is aser. 2.5 is aser. So I'm not sure about how you go with that. Why many the mar rabba b'shas ma'aser? So Rabbi said they asked from rabba b'shas ma'aser. She easy tarchel. When I actually had to do it, and he said even 2 is aser. Kaman hara tefilah b'tarti kuri lo shori. Even 2 is aser. So the Mishnah in Kalim, Keres Kash, Zonvis Shibarlim, Ashtres. That's the straw, your Ashtres, your shroud. The tails of the, after you break off the kernels, the tails of the kernels, that's your straw. So you wove a Kali out of that, or out of a Konim, or Bursi Lachsandri, Swina Gadol, Shaparshabo, the Yamagadol. It's a large ship which you would travel out to and into the Mediterranean, and the water of the sea is salty, you can't drink it. There wasn't kli gadol, come in bor, but that's in the sechem ma'im yofim. They make a large kli which will function like a cistern, and bor is a cistern to hold. So this looks like a cistern. But it's not in the ground, it's in the boat, and then you put drinking water in there. Potable water? Lach in bagadish, liquid does not, you can't keep it. Shem karayim, shishim saw, so karayim is 30 saw, kur is 30 saw, so kur is 60 saw. Biyavish, when it, some type of dry material, so gadish masik shlish bekelim shalehem. The gadish is 1/3 of the total amount. Shem asuim kiyam. What kelim? Their kelim. Shal yasuim kiyam. Shal tashlamai. But these are made their kelim like the same proportions as the yam. As Shlomo Melech made. The yam was the mikvah that Shlomo Melech made, which he made it above ground, attached to the ground. So it was like a large keli. Goyben kachatzir b'choben, the height is half of the width, v'hedaglim, and they're round. So the height is half of the diameter. It's taharim. The iskish, why is that? Kli'eitz, the sak. The Torah compares kli'eitz to sak. And a sak is metalta moli bereikum. You never make a sock so large that you can't move it when it's small. Sock is something which is movable. People can move it normally, whether it's full or whether it's empty. In a metalta moli, this is, you cannot move it when it's full. The gadol yosem midai v'metalta lu yishomer b'yadayim. It's so large, and you fill it up, it might break when you move it. So you wouldn't move it when it's full. Okay, back into the Gemara. Abaya chasya l'rova d'kadovi l'marif. It was Erev Shabbos, and he was trying to figure out whether it was, you know, when it was, what was it considered, what time it was, in regards to Benish Moshes. And he was looking towards the west. Tanya called Zmancha Pnei Mizrach Mandimon, and it says it's only when the Pnei Mizrach is red. So while you're looking at the west, you should be looking at the east. The sun sets in the west. He's looking at the west, he should be looking at the east. That's where you lose your coloring. You know, first, and that was the price I said before. You know, yesterday, I don't know if you noticed or not, when I did not translate Pnei Mizrach yesterday. I said Pnei Mizrach. So Shamalaysa Rabba said back to Abaya, "Mi savarta Pnei Mizrach Mamish? Do you really think the Brisa meant Pnei Mizrach, the actual face of the Mizrach, meaning the east? Lo, that's not what it means. It means Ponim Hamadimim Esa Mizrach, the direction which puts the color into the east, which means the west. the sun sets in the west, the rays of the sun are in the west, and you're looking at the west to see how much light there is, to see how it's going to impact the east. That's a simple touch of what Rava said.
Why is he saying such a...
Now the problem with that is, let's look at the army. The Morse says it has a second version of it, and then I'll tell you what the problem with it is, of understanding it. Dika the Amri, Rabbi Chazal Abayah the Kadavi the Mizra. Rabbi, this story was a little differently, that Rabbi saw Abayah looking to the east. Rabbi said to me, Sevarta Pnei Mizrach Mamish? No, Padam Hamadim Mizrach Mizrach doesn't mean look at the east, it means the problem which Hamadim is Mizrach Mizrach, which is the west. So the story, two versions of the story, but the point is the same. Excuse me. Simonech is a very important line. The simon to understand this is a kavsa. Kavsa is a window. Now, why is this important? Because if you think about it, if you're looking in the east, when the sun sets in the west, you're looking in the east, so as the sun sets, so as the sun goes lower, the rays are going to be hitting from lower and lower, the rays are going to be hitting higher and higher in the sky. So the lower part of the sky is going to darken first. You still have some light because that in the east, and as you go up further up in the sky, you still see some light. So hisav at the flow of the brisa, hisav hatachter, the hisav elyon makes a lot of sense. And eventually, it says, well, the tachter is dark, and even the elyon in the east is dark, and that's considered benishmosh. So even though it's a little light left in the west, but the east, the bottom is dark and the top is dark, and that's already considered light. Very understandable, Bryce. Now, also, you're looking in the west. So the Bryce, well, the three stages are, first, it's totally red. Then the bottom is dark and the top is red. That's not true. If you look in the west, the lower part is what remains red, and the upper part of the sky gets dark first. So how, if Rabbah's understanding means west, what is the Bryce talking about? And then it says, well, it's all dark. It doesn't make any sense. So this is a problem which... always bothering me when I learn this Gemara. So I found the Sefer back in Tells, Sefer called Ben Hashmoshes, from Yerushalayim Michal Tukhachinsky, that he asked this Kasha. I've actually found two Sommers asked the Kasha. We don't have either of them, they're out of print. So I wanted to look it up again to see his Teretz. If I recall correctly, He spent a lot of time working with the Simonich of Kavsa, this Choloin thing, and saying that there are, if you look in the sky, there is the area where the light is coming from, the Kavsa part, and then there's the other areas of the sky. So we're saying the darkness is not in the Kavsa, in the window section where it's coming out of, it's in the other area. I can't tell you for sure what he meant. What he said, I don't remember it exactly. I remember at least that he asked the kasha. I was happy with that. The Mor is going to give us another simon on Lamed Hei Amud Beis with the stars. We didn't talk about the star simon yet. Let's see Rashi. Davi Zakrashi is Mabit Erev Shabbos Liras Yesham Admum Mischam. He wanted to see if there was any coloring. Now, so what was his question? Once, you can't do malacha, right? He says, Sophie, you can't do any malacha. Right? So,
there are certain things you can do.
What?
There were some things.
Okay, it's possible, right? But in general, saying with, the say he was, checking the sea because of those things. It sounds like, the assumption would be, the Rashi says that he held like Rabbi Yosef, the Kosman was Medima and was still considered Yoim. The Rashi says that he understands what's happening over here. So you have Im Kain, you have Rava or Abaya or, one of them saying, the next generation that's a perk is Halacha Kibasaroi, looking. To see if it was still red. If it was still red, the first regressive shot was if it's still totally red, that's still considered yard. So he was looking in looking in the wrong direction. So he said, the Arab in the evening, Chama Shakasumar of the sun sets in the west. It was Harure Hachama Madimim Esa Mizruch Kichaloin. The rays of the sun brighten up the east, like as if there was a window where it was coming through, the shot, the rays were coming through. It was like a window. The light is in the east. The light is in, you know, is where the window's coming through the window, but the place where you see it in a certain sense is on the other wall. Right? So the Pama Madimim is a Mizruch is, but the light is coming through the window. So you have to look where the window is. Simone Kapsel, Kalor, and Kamashi Pirashti. Tosafot raises a question. Tosafot Trei Tilsi Milo. Famous Tosafot. The Reynolds Thomas Kasha. That the Gemara here says the shear of. So we have so far two shiurim to how to understand Ben Hashemoshes. One is in amounts of coloration in the sky, and one is in other words, in amount of darkness in the sky, and one is in a time frame that the Gemara gives you with 3/4 to 2/3 of a mil. The issue which the Ben Otam raises is the Gemara Psachim. The Gemara Psachim says that Seisa Kachovim, which is the end of the period of Ben Hashemoshes, is 4 mil after sunset. So if you're telling me it's 3/4 of a mil, which means after 3/4 of a mil, it's Lila, it means it's Seisa Kachovim. We know that the Gemara says that Seisa Kachovim is synonymous with Lila. The Gemara beginning of Psachim, the Gemara says that. That we worked from the morning until Seisa Kachovim, and the pasuk says, "Well, Hayilanu, we worked by day and by night we were shomer." So it means the Mor says that Seisa Kachovim and Laila are synonymous. So if Seisa Kachovim and Laila are synonymous, the more Pesachim, that's the more in the beginning of Pesachim, and it's more in brachas also. Hayilanu a pasuk in Ezrin, Hayilanu Laila Mishra Vayayim Malach. And it says we worked until Seisa Kachovim. So, if not, Lila is considered Seisa Kachovim, and the Gemara in Misha Hayonasui, was it the eighth, or I think it's the ninth parak in Psochim, the eighth parak in Psochim, the Gemara says that Seisa Kachovim takes four mil after Shkia, and here the Gemara says 3/4 of a mil, you got a problem. Right. So that's the problem which Tosis raises. So there are, so there's a teretz which the Gaonim say, the Vilna Gaon says it, and it's known nowadays as the sheet of the Gra, but really it's the sheet of the Gaonim. The Mishabura points out that they ready for Maram Shaker, which is a Rishon still in his Shuvas, Maram Shaker quotes the Gaonim, that the Gaonim answered this kasha by saying that really that the Gemara the Zman of Ben Hashemoshes starts immediately after sunset, like the Gemara says over here, and 2/3 or 3/4 of a mil later it's already considered Lila, and the Gemara Pesachim is talking about something else. They're not master what the Gemara Pesachim is talking about. The Gaon says the Gemara Pesachim is talking about the following, that there's a loch of derech rechayka, a person derech rechayka. He's far away from Yerushalayim. He's not chayv koros and not bringing the korban, and he's allowed to bring a pesach sheni. What's called derech rechayka? So the Mora there says, if by chatzois hayoim he cannot reach Yerushalayim by shkia, the zman korban pesach midaraisa starts by chatzois, it ends by shkia. If by Chatzos Hayoyim he so far he cannot reach Yerushalayim and the Mikdash by Shkia, he's called Derech Rechayka. So the Gemara says, so how far is that? So well, we know that a person travels 40 mil in a day. Now that wasn't the halachic fact. That was a fact. That, you know, it wasn't the halachic. That was a fact. That the Gemara says the average person, other than Beni, can walk 40 mil in a day. Okay. So now the Gemara says, let's figure out how long. So, it's 40 mil a day from Chatzos to Shkia is 20 mil. No. People don't wait until sunrise to start. As soon as it's light outside, they start going. They don't stop by sunset. It's the light outside. They keep going. So the Mor says, the average person will start by Elois, which is 4 mil before sunrise. And he will continue by sunset, another 4 mil till 6. So a person will keep going until then. So you're only dealing with 32 mil from sunrise to sunset. So half of that is 16 mil. So the Mor says that Derech Chayik is 16 mil. That's the Mor is talking about over there in Pesachim. So Mor will squeeze out any little bit of light he can get out. So the Gaon says, the Mor is not discussing halachic issue. The Mor is telling you that the nature of a person is, as long as there's still light out to some extent, if he can keep going, he'll keep going. So that, the Mor says, will take 4 mil before the person will stop. Now, the Gemara is not saying that halachically it's Lila. Halachically it's Lila when it's ready, 3/4 of a mil have went by, or 2/3 of a mil went by. But the person said, oh, now halachically it's Lila, I no longer will walk. What the Bilal Nagan is saying, the regard of her saying, is the fact that there's light in the sky doesn't make it yom. Halachically it's considered Lila, even though there's still light in the sky. Which is why, I mean, if you think about it, you know, Your calendar tells you that, you know, let's say this man is 42 minutes, right? Summertime, this man is 42 minutes. You walk outside and it's still light out there. It's not dark, especially if you look towards the Mizrach, it's still light out. Right? But that's not a problem, because the definition of light is not that it's totally dark. The definition of light is dark enough that you can see stars, but you can't. So that Seisach Chum means, like Mor says, 3 stars come out. What 3 stars come out means that the night is not full of stars all over the place. There's enough darkness that you can see 3 stars. Now you know that there is a point in time which is much later on the night. You know, if you don't light pollution, right? You can see thousands of stars. What's 3 stars? What's this thing about 3 stars? You can see thousands of stars at night time. Because there's this amount of seis kol, the Gemara says that's called seis kol hakirchavim, and that takes 4 mil. And there's something called seis hakirchavim that you can see within one area 3 stars, and that's much earlier than that. And that's what the halacha is discussing, 3/4 of a mil. That's the one seis hakirchavim. And there were in some, someone says kol hakirchavim, in other words, there's no light left at all. I can't squeeze out any more movement. And I'm not going to get, I can't go anymore, because all the stars are out means there's no light in the sky anymore. That's how the Gaon answers the kash. The Rebbe Tam does not answer like that. The Rebbe Tam says that halacha is saying even after the sun actually goes below the horizon, it's still yom. Mishatishka chavim is the sun goes, Mishkiyas chavim is the sun goes below the horizon. It's still considered yom. Lila is four mil later. The Mor is saying that there's some point in time that after the sun has actually went below the horizon, where you start losing the impact of the sun on the sky, and that's called Mishatishka HaChama, and that is 3 mil later. And that's when Manish Moshe starts. 3 mil and a quarter is when Lila, Manish Moshe starts, and that extends for 3/4 of a mil. And they're adding up to a total of 4 mil. So if you can't figure a mil is 18 minutes per mil, so 4 mil is 72 minutes. So 58 and a half minutes after the sun goes below the horizon, it's still yom. That's when Midrash Moshe starts. So if I want to daven mincha at 50 minutes after sunset, it's not the 8, as long as you finish before Midrash Moshe, it's 58 and a half minutes. So you go by the Chassidish, and they'll daven mincha 45 minutes after Shkia, they're davening mincha. Right? Why? Because according to Ben Otan, which is, by the way, is the Shita of the Mechaber, and the Ramah, and the Ritva, and the Rashba, and the Ramban, and they all pass like the Ben Otan. You can not minimize them. There's a Levush that you can't, even according to Ben Otan. Right? But Erev Shabbos, you know, the Samarov, you know, when he came to America, he wanted to fear Eidon in America. In Europe, they would do Malacha after the sunset. Because it's according to Ben Otam, according to Makab, according to Ramah, it's still Yom. So when Shabur comes out, he says, you're doing the issue of the rice over here, and there's no guy in him, right? It's not enough, both the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Vilna Goyim passing like the guy in him. So the Chassidim would follow the Shulchan Aruch Rav were Machmer. You know, but Ungarn, Ungarn, they didn't go like that in those areas. And they would drive a car, you know. In Satmar, Europe, you know, they were driving a car after the sun went down below the horizon. But the Mishnah comes out, you shouldn't, you have to be machir. You're dealing with issues of the horizon, you have to be machir. No, I mean, you know, it was, no, it wasn't the Mishapur. It was ready to, I don't know what was before the Vilna Gaon, but, Vilna ready, and the Hashpah of the Groh, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which the Hashpah, that whole area, I don't know what's going on in Poland, but in Lithuania and in Russia, they were being machmer. I don't know what was doing before them, I'm not sure, it'd be interesting, historical question, but no, when the Gaon holds that the Reino Tam is wrong, even though the Chofetz Chaim, there's a letter from the Chofetz Chaim, it says that in Vilna they were machmer Motzei Shabbos with the Reino Tam. That was a minig, but there's a cheshbon to where that comes from. It's Lav Dafka that was. Now the Vilna Gaon says that while we're talking about measurements of darkness. So this calculation over here was referring to Bavel, Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, that means that latitude, springtime. The way the sun works is that around the time of the equinox is the shortest time from sunset till darkness. That's true by both the vernal and the autumnal equinox. The winter solstice takes a little bit longer, and the summer solstice takes even longer. But you're talking about the measure of darkness of Eretz Yisrael or Bavel, the Rabbi in Bavel, of Bavel, which is basically the same latitude anyway, 32 degrees north, springtime. Which is the shortest amount of time. Now you want to translate that into Vilna, which is 55 degrees north. In the summer, it's taking much, much longer till it's going to be that amount of darkness. So tell me you're waiting 72 minutes, doesn't mean you're telling me you're being machmer on the Reino Tam. It tells me that you're being machmer on a certain amount of darkness, which the Vilna Gaon says if you want to take the Reino Tam's darkness, he says the Reino Tam should also mean, it's not logical it's a set amount of time. Even the Prima Gadim says Rebbeinu Tam held with a set amount of time. There's a place in the Rebbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosheh, the Mahashma, that the calculation of time is 72 minutes meant like a place like where he was in France. Now that's to say that the more time of France is like very funny. It's a funny calculation. But the Prima Gadim says the Reino Tam meant set time. The Vilna Gaon says that's not logical. We're dealing with it's not a set time, it's an amount of darkness. Both this shot and both the shot of Kukavim is an issue of darkness. So if I translate Reino Tam 72 minutes of darkness in Eretz Yisrael, springtime, because that's the more over there in Pesachim, it's clearly talking about springtime, it's talking about Pesach, right? Right? So that's what the more is telling me. If I translate that into Vilna, it says, you're talking about hours and hours till it gets that dark in the summertime. And Vilna is 55 degrees north. It's 7 degrees below the Arctic Circle. There's points in the summer which, I was in Manchester in the summertime in June, the solstice. Manchester is the same degrees north as Vilna. And even London. I was there in London, I was living in Manchester. 11:30 at night, I don't know what time the sun set, but 11:30, it was still light out. It wasn't totally light, but it wasn't totally dark. Reino Tam, you need total darkness. Reino Tam says, according to Reino Tam, you live in Vilna, you're not gonna have Lila. It'll never be totally dark. It gets darker, 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 and it starts getting lighter, lighter, lighter. It never gets totally dark. And Gates said the minig yeshiv, minig over there, minig makom yeshiv. They don't make Abdullah Motzei Shabbos. Next time, until Sunday morning, because it never gets fully dark once it's Shabbos, in the summer, in the deep summer. So that should come out according to the Rambam. So in fact, they waited 72 minutes, you know, they waited, I don't know what the Rimachmer on. The Rimachmer on the sheet of the Ga'anim, which if you translate the Ga'anim sheet of that amount of darkness in your Eretz Israel, over there means like, you know, well, much longer. Now, it's not exactly true, you know, the numbers are not exactly true, but, you know, but the Ga'anim's man is about 4.8 degrees below the horizon. There are other, you know, there's other cheshbonos which use a different zman. Nobody uses 4.8. 4.8 would give you about 25 minutes in you know, Silver Spring. You know, in the your latest zman in the summer would be about 25 minutes. There's nobody doing malacha 25 minutes after shkia over here. You know, 28 minutes.
Well, there are, but they don't.
Yeah. Okay.
So, a question about formula. There's 4 mil between the Lord and death, 4 mil between Shabbat and Hanukkah.
Right.
So that's 8 years. If it goes 40 mil in a day,
right.
That's a fifth of the total walking time.
Right.
So 4 fifths that are left.
From sunrise to sunset. What?
Does it work out time-wise?
The more works it out. The more works out, you know, the more works out, well, it's a question of time. That time of year, you're talking about the vernal equinox, it's 12 hours from sunrise to sunset. And the Goyen says, there's a different Goyen who argues on the Mechaber says that a shear of a mill is 18 minutes. It's a Trumas Adashin, really, but the Mechaber follows that shear. He said, it's wrong. It's 22 and a half minutes, he says. So 22 and a half minutes times 4 is 90 minutes. So from Alois until sunrise is 90 minutes. From Shkia until Tzeis is 90 minutes. It's 180, that's 180 minutes. And 180 minutes is... And 6 hours is 720 minutes. So you're 4/5. So that's how he works it out. He says, see, you know, he holds Lachal Maisa that a mill is 22 and a half minutes, not 18 minutes. Right. That's a separate machloikus. That's the Gaon and Siman Tafton test, which deals with the Shirm of Chimutz. Long will grow over there, you know, with the Dim of Chimutz. It's Gemara, the Mishul Gonar says, you know, Kubah has no more, it's telling a mill. You leave dough for a mill. Without doing any work to it, it will rise and become chametz. Chayiv korbs. How long is the mill? As the Mechaber says, the mill is 18 minutes. He says it's a mill is a quarter of an hour plus a 20th of an hour. 15 minutes plus 3 minutes. That's how he says it. He doesn't say 18 minutes. The guy over there argues very strongly. It's 22 and a half minutes because he says the way that calculation comes, if you tell me that it's 12 hours. From Alois until Tzeis, and you divide 720 minutes by 40, you get 18 minutes. Says, but the math is wrong because it's not 12 hours from Alois until Tzeis during the springtime. But the application of it to a day is wrong because it's 12 hours from sunrise to sunset at that time of year. So it's just but the Mitzvah is wrong. That's the Goyen's problem with the Mechaber on the 18 minutes. So even if you want to say, the Goyen says the Rebbeinu Tam didn't weigh in on that issue. He didn't say how much he holds it is. So the correct understanding of the Rebbeinu Tam should be 90 minutes. The Rebbeinu Tam's man is of 4 mil is not 72 minutes, it's 90 minutes. The Mechaber says the Rebbeinu Tam means 72 minutes. But the Goyen says the correct amount of the Rebbeinu Tam is 90 minutes. And then you take that and you calculate that based on the darkness and says, you know, you're down in the darkness and you're Shalayim, go to Yerushalayim, the summer, springtime, and look how dark it is, 90 minutes after Shkia. That's as much the darkness you need in Vilna to be considered light. But you're not going to get that in the middle of the summer. It's not shy. Okay. That is the sugya of Masha. Now, but there is a Sefer Michos Kayan, which is an early Akron who wrote on early Achron, a few years ago, wrote on Ben Hashemashas, and he said that the Rebbe Thomas masked him, if you have Seis HaKochovim, but the more says the Shir of Seis Gimel HaKochovim, it's considered Laila. That's the final arbiter, is that. So that's very important. In other words, so even Kohen Ben Otam, if you see this, our Gimel HaKochovim Ketanim, it's Laila. So Rebbe Moshe Tshubli says in America, now I don't understand what he's saying. But, you know, I found that somebody asked, the merchant says, in America, we see the Metzias is 50 minutes after Shkia, there's Gimel Chachom Ketanim out. So even the Rebbe Tam would be masking. Right? And in Eretz Yisrael, there wasn't Gimel Chachom Ketanim out at 50 minutes. So where was 72 minutes in the Geir? I mean, what's Metzias? I first understand Metzias when Rosh Hashanah talking about his Shuvah. He's right according to Michal's Karyan, but you got a bigger problem. So what was the case of the Ben Otam? Ben Otam is never negeya then. The Dalai Mill is never negeya. So, but halacha lemaisa, the maisa, you know, that seems to be agreed upon that is true. So that makes things a little more cool. But Rosh Hashanah, the maisa is kedai be machmir for 72 minutes. So. The people are machshav on this. But 7 minutes, the Kardagarn is right. The Kard, it's anyway. Saying Mikra din, it's not Mikra din. It's like also Chumra. So when Chumra, the Shal Shav is already good enough. You know, instead of waiting, we're being machshav on, you know, the Cheshbonus of, you know, according to the horizon. That's why people who are machshav on Ben Otam. Rambam says in Europe we used to keep 72 minutes. And people would keep more than that. You know, some people keep more than that, but America doesn't need to keep more than that. Now, that's true. That was what they kept in Europe and Vilna. More than that makes sense because it was actually very light. It's much less light in New York than it was in Vilna. New York is 41 degrees north, 41 and a half, and Vilna is 55. I mean, it's a different world, you know. But the mice of the Cheshem 72 are just the Metzias of the I don't know how to digest it. So there's a few pieces in the sugya which I find very difficult.